Blog Talk Radio.
Good, bad, and ugly, great, and smart. Thank you for everything.
Everything like it's all because
Let your heart with your name fall. God, you're still mighty and strong. So find the sun.
It goes out to Beverly Lowe.
All I bring that you have won again. Let your power lift your name
sometimes you gotta tell him that. You gotta tell him, Lord, let your power fall. If for no other reason, it's to prove these doubters wrong. For you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. Today is Thankful Thursday. I'm excited because I'm excited about the Word of God all the time. Hallelujah. How can you not be spoken into your life? All we have to do is receive it. Touch. I didn't know I was a very
praise the Lord. Thank God for the songs. Amen. And I stand in agreement with Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how and why, but we got kicked off the air. But praise God. I picked me back on.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you. And thank you, Sister William. And Pastor, listen to me, I appreciate it. I didn't even know I was off the air. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, it's Thankful Thursday. And I don't know how much you all heard, but I'm thankful that God has blessed us with his word. I mean, how can you not be excited knowing all the good stuff he said about you? You know, when somebody says something good about you, man, you know, you ought to get excited. That's how I look at the Bible. You know, I look at the Bible as God speaking to me. He's saying these things, like he said, you're a member of my body. I get excited. And then I go and read that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. Hallelujah. I just get excited about the Word of God when all my life I've heard what I wasn't, And then I hear him say things like, you're the very righteousness of me. You're an imitator of me. You're in my image. But I get excited when I hear what God has to say. See, I've heard what my neighbor said. I heard what my enemy said about me. I mean, I've even been in relationship where I heard what my mate had to say. Yeah. But then I start listening to God.
Yeah.
And I start hearing God say, you are complete in me. You are forgiven in me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get excited about that. I hear him say, I don't hold it against you. I don't care what nobody else holds. I do not hold this against you.
Thank you.
You're free. He said, you're free. Well, I know people telling you you stand for and you got to. He said, but you're free. And then I really get excited when I read things like John 14. He says, you know what? I'm working on a place for you. And where I am, you're going to be there too. But, well, man, I get excited. How can you not get excited?
Amen.
God said, you know what? You're going to hang out with me now. You hung out with those people on earth, but I'm going to bring you up here. And when I bring you here, I got a place prepared for you. Nobody, it has your name on it. It's like a reservation. Can't nobody get that spot. It's your, we're waiting on you to come. How do you not get excited about the word of God? Huh? We're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer. Bless God. And I'm just excited, man, about his word. Pastor, give us a word of prayer, please.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 16 through 20. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for your word, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in. We're so thankful, Father God, for our pastor. We ask that you will continue, Lord, to keep your loving arms around him and guide him and lead him, Father God, in the name of Jesus as he teaches the lesson, Father God. Lord, bless us as we hear your word today, Father God, and let us receive that word as it goes forth. We bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we claim in victory over anything that's not of you today. Bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. May they find a trust in you. May they find peace in you, Father God. For your word says to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. And that's what we want to do is trust in you, Father God, knowing you'll make a way out of no way, Father God. Because you said in your word, all things work together for good for those who love you, Father God. But to stand on the word of God as we go forth, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. What do you call it? Friday evening. They say Friday here in Georgia. We call it Friday. It's a Friday evening here, bless God. But we've been talking this week, standing firm through trials. A lot of times people can't stand firm, but God will expect for you to stand firm through trials. In other words, but who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refining fire. God wants you to be able to stand, brothers and sisters. How do you do that? By praising God in the midst of the situation. We talked a little bit this week about getting ready for the review. Hallelujah. Who's able to stand before this Lord, our God? You should be able to stand on his word, okay? And then I think it was Monday we talked a little, or Tuesday we talked a little about what is inside will come out. And we talked a little bit from Proverbs 27:19, as in water faces reflect, face so. A man's heart reveals the man. You want to know what's really going on with you? Look at your spirit. Look at your spirit.
All right.
That's what's going on. Now, there's a ways you can adjust that. There's ways you get it right. But in the water, your face reflects your face. That's what you see. So when a man looks in his spirit, that reveals who he is.
Okay.
And I want to say this, too, because a lot of times people think you're looking at one thing and, you know, and that's what you get. No. No. What you see, pretty much what you get when you're looking in the flesh. The only way you can see it different is to start looking in the spirit.
All right. Amen.
See, because you'll be judging the outward, and that's not how God wants us to see it. God wants us to see it in the spirit. Well, you know that, preacher. Duh, God is a spirit, and they that worship him or, you know, conversate with him or engage with him must engage with him in the spirit. You must see it in the spirit.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So if you don't see it in the spirit, you ain't seeing it like God see it. That's why people have trouble with understanding you was made in God's image after his likeness. God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4. That's what he wants. And worship don't mean bowing down and all that. No, it means having an executive meeting with God. Having a highly intelligent conversation in the spirit with God. I don't care what the flesh thinks. The last thing Satan wants you to know is how you communicate with God. He'll throw you every curve there is in the book to keep you from communicating with God properly. So what's on the inside will come out. So get the right stuff on the inside. See, you get the right stuff on the inside, trust me. I guess that's why I love to read Corinthians 3. I just love that verse. I love 1 Corinthians 2. I mean, it's just so many scriptures I love. Seeing everybody can't understand this stuff because it's foolishness to them. It's foolishness.
Amen.
But see, when you start seeing it through the Spirit, you started seeing through the eyes of God. I mean, like, can you imagine you run and you tell somebody, hey, I'm the very righteousness of God. They're going to look at you stupid. You know why? Because they don't see it in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you go tell somebody, hey, I'm free from sin, see? Oh, no, you can't be free from sin. Well, yeah, the Bible says, whoever the Son set free, they free indeed. I read that. So you're going to call the Bible a lie? I don't think so. You wouldn't, you ain't got that kind of nerve, would you, to call the Bible a lie? It's not for everybody. Trust me. Everybody can't get to it. But for those that can, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read John 8, 32, 33, somewhere in there. Read that. You need to know this, man. You probably already know this.
Amen. John 8, 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Is that what you wanted, Pastor?
Yeah. The truth is what's going to make you free. If you ever get to know it and not think it or admire it, a lot of people admire the truth. Ooh, I just think that's so wonderful. Well, how about knowing it? How about getting to know it? Be knowledgeable of what you're hearing, what you're talking about. It ain't just words rattling off your lips. You're getting to know the truth.
Amen.
If you will, Pastor, go to 1 Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians 2. Go to 1 Corinthians 2 for me. Listen, brothers and sisters, in 1 Corinthians 2, and like I said, it ain't for everybody, but I don't know, start with about the 10th verse. Read that, a little bit of that for me. To about the 16th verse.
All right, amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
God, forget about everything you've heard. Pay attention. That's what but means. But God has revealed. Well, what you mean revealed? God have displayed. He have raised the curtain. He have made it known. Not to everybody.
Amen.
Yeah, I understand you make it known to the public. I get all of that. But he's being real specific here. It ain't for no everybody.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, who did he make it known to? I'm glad you asked. To us by his Spirit. So if you're not spiritual and if you're not doing, you won't know this stuff. You can read it all day long. You can think it all day long. You can admire it all day long. That don't mean it's going to be revealed to you. The only way, and I don't want to disappoint anybody, but the only way this stuff is going to be, the only way the blindness is going to be stripped from your eyes, the only way you're going to be able to see this thing for what it is, in other words, to see it naked.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I like to say butt naked. See, when you say butt naked, that means nothing on, butt naked. The only way you're going to see this is you got to see it through the Spirit. The only way you're going to be able to, in other words, to be unclothed. Let me be a little bit more proper, because some people think I'm just, Pastor, you just way out. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to make it make sense to you.
All right.
See, if you want to see this, you have to see it unclothed, uncovered, nothing around it, unprotected. Like I said, naked, exposed. That's what reveal means. This is only revealed by his Spirit.
Yes.
Why? Because it's the Spirit that searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Mm-hmm.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man? It's the same thing with God. How do you know God, sir? Because God is a spirit, and you're part of God, and you're doing spiritual things. That's how you know that. So even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Man stuff don't know God stuff.
Okay.
But the Spirit of God, that's the Spirit that you have received when you get born again. The Bible says you didn't receive the spirit of the world. So you start talking about the world way and the world say this. And I understand that. No, that's the world stuff, man. That's the only language you can talk because that's what you are. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you got to look in it for yourself to see it.
Yeah.
And know this, people. What's on the inside, it will come out. It's going to be determined what's really going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one more scripture. Nobody pressed one so far. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I think we might have touched on this a little bit day before yesterday. But yesterday, I think we touched on pressing through. It might have been Tuesday we talked a little bit about God is with you. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. See, God will use the same thing to do. Trying to use that to open the door for you. I just think that's awesome. Okay, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. If anybody have anything they want to share, press 1. Y'all probably know by now. I mean, I like for you to press 1, but it's not. Baby, I just love the Word of God enough. I can go all day on just talking about what God did for me, what he did for the body of Christ, what he did for you, and you don't know about it.
So, Pastor, that scripture you just quoted, read 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, reading that from the Message Bible, it says, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. Always be there to help you come through it. Amen, amen. What a blessing. So that was 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor. Amen.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello? Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Anyone else want to share? Press 1, bless God. Hallelujah. Anyone. And excuse me for coughing, brothers and sisters. That's just an attack, had nothing to do with you, and then do with me. But let me tell you what, if it was left up to the enemy, I would never say a mommy word. But it's the grace of God that allowed me to go on and beyond. He'll do it. That's what I said the other day. You got to press. This is a pressing right.
Amen.
If you don't have nothing to press, then it wouldn't be pressing. So Paul said, I press toward the mark for the higher calling.
Yeah.
Amen. Remember the man? The man, he was pressing to see Jesus. The house was filled. Everywhere was fear. You couldn't get a seat nowhere. You couldn't stand. But I tell you what they did. They went up and they took the roof off the house.
Yes, they did. Ooh, yes, they did.
Yeah, we think you done did something. You ain't did nothing. You're going to try taking some house. That when you know you're getting down.
All right.
So I pray. I fasted. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Get some roof off. You got to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. That woman who had the issue of blood for 38 long years. Lady been bleeding like a hog for 38 years. She was tired of bleeding like that. Yeah, some of the children, if you don't hear them the truth, the lady got tired.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, I mean, the law says she wasn't even supposed to be with them people. You know, she was supposed to be ostracized. In other words, she was supposed to be put in quarantine.
Yeah.
But she said, I don't care, y'all put me in jail, I'm going to go touch Jesus. I don't care what I got to do, and then boom, close, and Jesus said, somebody touch me. The people said, you mean all these folks around you, Jesus, and you said, somebody touch me. He said, yes, sir, somebody touch me. Y'all don't understand it, but somebody touch me.
Yeah.
And the woman had, because see, they touched the Spirit of God. Sometimes you got to take the roof off the top of the building. They literally did this. You can go read it for yourself. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up, but you can read it and you can believe it. They did it. Four of them got together. Said, let's take this roof off because we got to get this man healed. And that's sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to break a bunch of laws. Hey, I gotta see Jesus. Jesus gotta touch me. I don't care what these folks say.
Mm-hmm.
See, once you know the truth is gonna make you free. But she elbowed her way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. That's the way.
And she was made whole. She was made whole. Somebody needs to be made whole. You just ain't did enough yet. Thank you, have. You need to get on your knees so God can put you on your feet. Because he wants you to know. Keep on helping. See, you can't keep on messing with God and he not answer you. You can't do that. I said, become like an old pest mosquito. Keep on hitting you here and hitting you there. He's going to get your attention. Hit him here. Hit him there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know I'm down here in Georgia with all these big mosquitoes. We got some mosquitoes here. So you can see them coming. Yeah. Now, I mean, I ain't trying to suggest or anything. I'm just trying to show you. Sometimes you got to keep on hitting, boy. You ever had that mosquito hit you on the left, then turn hit you on the right? I mean, everywhere it hits you, you hitting back. Right? I mean, you start hitting God, then God's going to answer you.
All right.
Yeah. Watch it. And then he's probably going to show you a scripture like Matthew 4 or Luke 4 and 8, he's going to show you scriptures like, get behind me, Satan. Yeah. He's going to show you that you need to take authority over that situation. Stop praying for it, but start walking in it. Stop being victorious.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone thankful for something else? It's Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm here. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Pastor, that verse in the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptations to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Amen. I like that God is faithful. So we just have to just stand and know that God is faithful.
Amen. Yeah, God is faithful, brothers and sisters. You see, he let the sun shine every day.
Yes, he
let the moon shine. He's faithful.
Yes.
Mercy and goodness is following you because he's faithful. Oh, you won't fall. Satan wants you to think it's over. It ain't over.
Amen.
It ain't over.
Amen.
Even, let me tell you what. Let me say, even if they put you in jail, it ain't over. Because Paul and Silas was placed in jail. And the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing. And the Spirit of God shook the jail, shook the bars, shook every brick. And then the guard said, you know what? I better kill myself because Paul and Silas gone. Paul had to tell the man, don't do yourself no harm.
Yeah.
And we still here.
Amen. Amen. He's breaking that stuff up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God, have the last day, so. He will have the last.
Amen. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Breaking it up, Lord.
Okay, 2963. You're on. Okay, 2963, your last four numbers. You're on.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Are you hearing me, Pastor?
I hear you, Pastor.
Okay.
Amen.
Let's see here. Got two people here. 2963, you're on. Okay. I think that's our sister from California there. And this is a Brother Weems, you're on. Okay. All right. Well, Sister Laura, you're on. I think that's who this is.
Hello.
Well, did you hear anything, Pastor? I'm not hearing on my end.
I heard Sister Laura. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say for Thankful Thursday, I'm thankful that God gives us so many chances and continuously allows us the grace and the mercy to repent. Like you said, understanding is unsearchable. I think my relationship with God and, like my mom said, the innocence it has is because I'm in such an awe of how much God, like, loves us and like how fond he is, like whatever beauty and whatever it is that he's placed inside of us is so precious and exciting that he wants to continue to give us chance after chance after chance to get right. And I just pray every day that I don't take that for granted and I can start to move towards perfection of his son and actually opening my heart and surrendering myself fully to him to do what he desires in me. And what he wants to do in me, through me, in this world, while I'm here. I am thankful for God for just giving us many chances and loving us and looking at us and seeing that we're so viable and precious in His sight, that He wants to preserve us and save us and let us come to completion so we can be with Him in the heavenly places and get to like walk with Him and know Him. That's what I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For some reason, she's not coming through. But, Pastor, can you just close us out, please?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. As the scriptures say, God is faithful. And so we just have to trust Him at His word. Amen. I just want to close out with the... I think it's the Message Bible. I wanted to read that verse. 10 verse 13. I might have shared it already, but good to close out on. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what God, is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Amen. What a faithful God we serve. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one. Amen. And we just continue to pray for our pastor. Thank God that he's able to, that cold is loosening up. Amen. Praise God. So the word said, by stripes you healed. And Pastor, he's setting his bar. And he's right there continuing on, no matter how he's, no matter what he's going through. So in the name of Jesus, we claim the healing for Pastor Beasley. I ask that you continue, Lord, to heal his body totally and completely, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. God bless each and every one, and we see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon.